Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Linda and Leib Koifman in memory of Linda's uncle, Moshe Pinchas ben Avraham Shlomo Zichrono Levracha. Tonight, we continue our discussion of how to properly recite Havdalah in instances in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, as it does this year. Last night, we discussed the suggestion of the Bahag that perhaps it would help to recite Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon itself, of course, without the bracha Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. We noted that there are certain circumstances in which one is licensed to actually recite Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon before the end of Shabbos, of course, waiting until the end of Shabbos to do Malacha. But we said in this instance it wouldn't help because the Bahag suggested the moment you recite Havdalah, you've ipso facto accepted upon yourself the fast, and you still won't be able to drink the Kos Yayin, and you still won't be able to make a Borei Priya Gafen, so it won't actually help. So that suggestion was rejected. The second suggestion that is mentioned by the Ramban, it appears in his Torah Za'adam in the Green Chevelle edition, which is the most popular edition nowadays. It's on Amud Reish Samach, page Reish Samach in the Ramban's Torah Za'adam. He suggests that perhaps you should recite Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos when Shabbos ends. Now, of course, again, that leads to a problem because the moment Shabbos ends, Tisha B'Av has started. You can't drink. So what do? The Ramban suggests perhaps you should do the following. You should make Havdalah. You should make your Borei Priya Gafen. And then instead of drinking the cup of wine, you should give it to a tinok, give it to a child, a young boy who's less than bar mitzvah, a young girl who's less than bat mitzvah, have them drink the cup of wine, and that way you'll be able to recite the Borei Priya Gafen, it won't be a bracha levatala, and because they haven't reached the age of chinuch yet, they'll be able to drink. Now the Ramban notes an evident and obvious challenge to this that comes from actually the same Gemara in Erevin that we discussed last night. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem, we noted, discusses the possibility of saying Kiddush on Yom Kippur or ways in which you could possibly say Kiddush on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says perhaps what we should do is recite Kiddush, make a Borei Priya Gafen, and give it to a child. It makes the exact suggestion that the Ramban is making for the Havdalah of Tisha B'Av, or the Havdalah of Motzei Shabbos that falls out on Tisha B'Av. But the Gemara rejects that possibility. He says you can't make a Borei Priya Gafen and give it to a child because of a concern of Asi L'Misrach. What will ultimately happen is this child will grow up. Every single year, they were given a cup of wine to drink for the Borei Priya Gafen of Yom Kippur. They'll reach the age of Bar Mitzvah and they'll say, hey, you know what? Clearly there's an exception to this fasting rule of Yom Kippur for the Kiddush because I've been drinking a cup of wine every single year until this point. So because of this concern of Asi L'Misrach, we're unwilling to do this procedure where we make the bracha Borei Priya Gafen and give it to a child. So if that's the case, if the Gemara already rejected that option in the context of Yom Kippur, why would it potentially be acceptable in the context of Tisha B'Av? So the Ramban offers two possible reasons why perhaps it would be acceptable on Tisha B'Av even though we rejected on Yom Kippur. Number one, just differences in severity. We know that there's a hierarchy. Not all of the six fasts that we observe over the course of the year have the same level of severity. They're not all created equal. Yom Kippur is certainly in a category unto itself. It is the only fast that is midah araisa. Breaking the fast on Yom Kippur has a chi of kares. So the Ramban suggests maybe our whole concern of asi l'misrach is only in instances where it's really severe, where you're dealing with an isur d'araisa of kares. But if you're just dealing with an isur d'rabbanan, like on Tisha B'Av, perhaps we would allow the child to drink. Perhaps we don't have the same degree of concern as we do by Yom Kippur. That's one option. That's one distinction that he offers. The second distinction that he offers is not severity, but regularity. He says when it comes to Yom Kippur, you're dealing with something that happens every single year. You're going to have a child who for 13 years, every single year, was drinking a cup of wine on Yom Kippur. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it doesn't always fall out on Sunday. It irregularly falls out on Sunday. Every couple of years, we have a Tisha B'Av that falls out on Sunday. So perhaps for that reason as well, there might be more room to be makil. And again, this forms the second suggestion as to how exactly Havdalah should be performed. However, the Ramban rejects both of these defenses of this approach and ultimately concludes that we can't actually do it. In terms of the severity issue, maybe we're only concerned about a katan drinking it when it's an Isur Kares to Oraisa. The Ramban points to a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The context there is a discussion of kilayim, a kesusha bekarma. There's this type of kilayim that's only midrabanan. And the Gemara there says, even though the kilayim is only midrabanan, you can't ask a child to do it because of precisely this concern that we've listed of asi l'misrach, because they're going to grow up and they're going to make this mistake. They're going to become a farmer. They're going to have their own garden or vineyard, and they're going to plant this kilayim that is asur midrabanan. So there you have, the Ramban says, you have explicitly an isur that is only midrabanan, and yet the Gemara marshals this same concern, the same logic of asi l'misrach, to say that it should be prohibited to do it for a child. So he says, you can't tell me that it's only a concern by an Isur Kares D'Oraisa. It's clearly, evidently, a concern by Isurim D'Rabbanan as well. Now, what about the frequency or the regularity argument? So there, the argument actually does have some merit in a slightly different context. In Orach Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a bris milah on Tisha B'Av, what do we do? If you have a bris milah on Tisha B'Av, you make the Borei Priya Gafen, and you give it to a child. The Shulchan Aruch there actually says you start by giving it to the mother. The mother's allowed to drink also. She just had a baby. She's not going to be fasting. So you could give it to the mother. He says if the mother's not present, you could give it to a child. And we actually, if you recall, we had that halacha l'maisa. We had that on Tanis Esther. In our shul, we actually had a bris on Tanis Esther. The Shulowitz has made a bris for Max Shulowitz, and it was his older brother, I think, who ended up drinking the wine in that context, or the grape juice. In that context, that's something that you can do in the event of a bris, precisely because it's not as common as Yom Kippur. Now, of course, when it comes to Tisha B'Av that falls on Sunday, we're dealing with a scenario in terms of frequency that lies somewhere between the regularity of Yom Kippur, which is annual, which is literally every single year, and the highly irregular and uncommon circumstance of a bris milah that happens to fall out on a fast day. So how do we assess that? So the Mishnah Brura over there in Tafkuf Nuntes, Sifkat Lamed, says, even though Tisha B'Av that falls on Sunday, Shechalios L'Achar HaShabbos, is not as regular as Yom Kippur, because it happens every 3 or 4 years, he says, if you just look at the way that our calendars work out, it's every 3 or 4 years, he said, that's regular enough that we'd still have a concern that a child would make a mistake and that we would still have Asi L'Mizrach. He can't compare it to the highly irregular circumstance where there's never ever a scheduled bris milah from a calendrical standpoint. There's never a scheduled bris milah on Tisha B'Av. So there, we don't have to be concerned with Asi L'Mizrach. But if there's even somewhat regularity, not as regular and annual as Yom Kippur, but somewhat regular regularity, like there is on Tisha B'Av that falls on Sunday, there still would be a concern of Asi L'Mizrach. So for those reasons, we reject the possibility of doing Havdalah on Motza'i Shabbos. Which brings us to the third possibility, which is the possibility that we actually follow, the opinion that we actually follow, is that Havdalah should be recited on Sunday night after the fast. We will, Be'ez Hashem, discuss the details of that tomorrow.